Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Loving Yourself Completely with me, your host, Sarah. I'm amazing. I'm fabulous. I'm here. I'm sick. Sorry. Oh my gosh. I know. My son was sick for like a couple of days, and I think he freaking touched me or something because I have like a little snippet of it, and I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Anyways, I hope you're all having a wonderful week. I'm sorry if my voice is a little scratchy, but life must go on. Things must happen. I woke up this morning and I was like, oh, feeling like a not so hot mama, and I still have to get things done. So anyways, I had a pretty great week. It's going pretty well. The time change completely ruined my life, but I'm still here. No, I'm joking. It's actually made my life so great because so the mornings it's lighter out and I wake up more awake and refreshed other than feeling like I work the midnight shift at the cemetery. And then the afternoons, I really enjoy it getting dark earlier because I feel like it makes the night last forever, which is more time with my family. So I feel like I get longer with them than I would in the summer. I feel like my day goes by so fast. So it's kind of nice. I feel like we're all catching up on time, even though I know it's the same. It feels like I get more time with my favorite people. Okay, so you know every once in a while I do these spicy little fun episodes, and man, you guys freaking eat it up. You're killing me writing in about this stuff constantly. This is a podcast for all ages to get help, and now I'm going to have to mark this one explicit because you little ones don't listen to it. No, I'm just kidding. I don't think I have anybody below the age of 18 that listens to this. And if you do, go away now. Goodbye. Go tell your mom. Tell her to turn it off. Anyways. If you have little ones around, get them out of there. So this episode, so many write in about keeping your relationship alive and how to make your relationships last longer, how to keep it spicy. And so many of you have been together for so long, just like spicing up your love life and doing all that fun stuff. And so I created an episode, that I'm trying to keep as nice as I can in the words, no vulgarness, I'm hoping. There might be some vulgarness, I get carried away. And I know that we want another fun, sexy episode, and I'm thinking of bringing somebody on. I'm not sure who yet, but maybe I'll find somebody that wants to do like a spicy episode with me. But for this week's episode, I'm giving in to some of your asks of keeping love alive and spicing up your sex life, and I think it'll be a really fun episode. And I wrote this episode before I had a sore throat. So right now you're taking it from, you know, 50-year cigarette smoker Sarah. It's going to be really sexy, you guys. I sound like, you know, your grandma after her pack of smokes. So this is going to be super hot. Welcome to another episode of Loving Yourself Completely. We are going to explore, you know, self-love, maintaining fulfilling relationships, and touching on the topic that's crucial to any relationship, keeping the love alive and keeping your sex life spicy. Okay, because I think we can all agree that that might not be the most important thing in relationships, but it plays a bigger role than a lot of you are willing to admit. And you say, oh, you know, they can be with me and they can, you know, understand that we all go through hard times. Yes, but it's still, it's not the sexual stuff, it's the intimacy. So keeping that intimacy alive, even say if you're not having sex all the time, just keeping that super love alive and the communication that has to follow through with that. So, all right, that's what we're touching on this week. Oh, all right. My week has been pretty great. I have been working my little buns off and my business is going insane right now. I'm so thankful. Business, podcast, social media, sponsors are going nuts. My brain, you know that lady in The Exorcist, her head keeps spinning around? That's me, like all day. It's just spinning around in the best way. When I say I work 24/7, people are like, oh my God, take a day off. I'm like, I can't and I don't want to. I'm obsessed with everything I'm doing in my life right now. It's bringing me so much joy and amazingness, and I've worked really hard for it. So I feel very deserving and I'm eating it all up. All of you that have been shopping with Sarah Bauer Boutique and creating this amazing community with me, thank you so much. And all of your responses from last week's episode of Life After Suicide, I'm reading them still. I'm going to touch on it again. it has been overwhelming, the response I got, and so just, it makes my heart feel a certain way, just knowing that we're all understanding that when you lose somebody suddenly, you know, whether it be suicide, car accident, cancer, anything that takes somebody from you that's not old age, it is a process, and knowing that you have a community behind you is so amazing. So I am going to touch on that topic more, but thank you so much for the positive response and the constant messages I'm still receiving every day as you guys listen to it. So welcome to another episode of Loving Yourself Completely. Enjoy. Okay, so to guide us through this beautiful journey, I've been looking at certain things that people write in. I'm not going to read, you know, exact questions, but I'm going to kind of do a roundabout of the question, okay? There's little ones here and there that are going to be more detailed than others, but it is mainly the questions I get hit with the most. And I don't, people think I'm like an expert in relationships, and I think I just got really lucky because I'm a pain in the ass. I think my husband is just amazing for dealing with me, but you know what? I'm going to have to say he's pretty lucky too, because our communication and learning together how to communicate has been my biggest love about myself. I think being with somebody who is so open in communication and in hearing and in actually listening and taking the steps is a huge part in maintaining a healthy relationship. You have to have both. You can't have just one listener, one talker. You have to be a little bit of both. You have to listen. You have to talk. You have to be willing to hear it. Them saying it is not anything if you don't hear it and take it in and take action to it, you know? So the main question I get is, how can I maintain that emotional connection with your partner while exploring new things in the bedroom when you lack communication skills? And the quick answer is, it's hard, but it is an excellent question in that maintaining emotional intimacy is the key. So you have to have that communication. That has to be the foundation for doing new things and expressing your desires openly and honestly, ensuring that your partner feels heard and valued, and reassuring each other that experimenting doesn't change the emotional bond. It actually strengthens it. So I like when you're experimenting in the bedroom on new things and there's giggling and there's laughing and there's little oopsies and mistakes and somebody hit their head weird or something, you know, it's funny, it's silly, but you have to be at that place with your partner. You can't be struggling with the partner and then you're trying these things and maybe something silly happens and that can turn into like anger and frustration. Being open and saying, hey, like, and I say this all the time on all these episodes, discussing outside of the bedroom. You can't discuss it, you know, right before sex. You don't want to discuss it right after sex. You want to do it with your clothes on. You want to be on the couch or after your kid goes to bed and you're just hanging out and you just want to like, hey, the other night when we did this, I really liked it, but we should try this. And it can even be silly and flirty. And they're like, oh, really? And you're like, yeah, like for sure. They're like, oh, okay. And a lot of people are scared of the responses. They're scared to say what they're actually wanting in fear of a response. And that shouldn't be a fear, because if you're expressing something to someone that you love and that loves you, there shouldn't be a judgment. And if there is a judgment, you have to start questioning that relationship and that communication, because is that somebody that you want to pursue things with and be with if for the rest of your life you can't be who you truly are? That's where you have to really explore each other's feelings and really listen, be heard by that person. So I think that's a really great question, is how to maintain that connection and thinking that it could change, expressing what you want, but it shouldn't. It should make it even stronger, okay? So look for that. And if you're getting a couple red flags after you express what you want, that's something you can question too. Now, I don't want this to be construed as like, oh, you are into some really weird, wild, like, don't even type that in on the dark web kind of stuff. You have to expect your partner to be a little thrown back and maybe not so supportive. But if you find somebody with those same needs and you're open and communicating, you also have to be willing to hear the word no, that your partner doesn't always have to be into what you're into. If you're into some, you know, like stuff that you, I don't know, there's some weird shit out there, you guys. So I'm not kink shaming or anything like that, but it has to get to the point of what's okay and what's not okay, and understanding that not everybody has to be on board with what you're wanting to try. And you can start off slow with things. And if you're really in a loving relationship, you never know. You never know. But if you're into some like illegal shit, just go. This isn't the episode for you. don't come here looking for my agreement in some weird shit. Anyways, no illegal stuff happening here. Okay, what are some creative ways to spice up your sex life without making it too complicated? Okay, so this is the shit that I don't like. You know, when somebody asks a simple question on like so many things, they're like, oh, you go to the store, you get this, and you buy this, and you spend $1 billion for it all to be used for 30 seconds. We don't know. Oh, we don't know your life. Anyways, so simple changes. Make simple changes. They can make a huge difference. Trying new positions, introducing, you know, even just massages or different lighting, music. Remember, it's about exploring together and finding what brings you both that pleasure and joy. Like, it doesn't have to be, you know, go from A to Z in one night. Like, that just gets too complicated, too chaotic. Try something small, new, different. Try in a different room. Try in a different position you've never really explored before. Start off in a different position you've never explored before, in a new space, in like new, I know it sounds silly, something as simple as having music on or new lighting or whatever. It can be something so small if you're looking for just little changes to make in your sex life that you're not used to. Because so many people that are looking for something spicy have been stuck in the same ways, in the same things as for a very long time. So when you throw something as simple as a different place, I mean, something as a different, you know, I don't even know what I want to call it. My brain is sick. Not sick in like a sexual way, like actually sick. Anyways, like not on the bed, say on your ottoman or your the foot of your bed, or you bought like a fun little swing. Do something so simple that your body is in a different position. It has to be. It can be really exciting. Move your body differently. You know, you can do things like that are really exciting. And you can play around with role play of just, hey, like, what if I am like this and you're completely in control of all of my body? Like, move it wherever you want. I'm going to be like a little doll. Like, let them show you what excites them. And then that's a huge turn on too. Like, little simple changes of letting your partner feel comfortable exploring your body in a non-judgmental way. Okay, so let's see. How do you, this is a good one too that I get a lot of, overcoming body image issues that could hinder your intimacy or slow it down or make you feel not so confident in it. And that's where we always talk about self-love and how important it is, and working on it, and everybody working on it. That is my whole goal in life, is loving yourself. On this episodes, on in my boutique business, like just people embracing the love for their body and really accepting that you can be sexy and beautiful no matter what. You have to embrace that, imperfections and all. Remember, your partner loves you for who you are. That's why they're with you. You have to engage in those positive affirmations for yourself. Do those self-care rituals for yourself. Because when you love yourself, it's a reflection of you, and it makes intimacy more comfortable, more enjoyable, and you feel good because your partner, they're just looking at how you look at yourself. So if you're constantly hating yourself and they're building you up, they're like, oh my gosh, there's nothing I can do to make them feel good about themselves. Am I failing? But when you feel good, they feel successful because they're like, yeah, I tell her she's beautiful all the time, or I tell him he's handsome all the time, and he's feeling it. Like, he hears me. You are with your partner's with you for a reason, and they were attracted to you in the beginning for a reason. Don't think that changed all of a sudden just because they're with you. Treat them as when you did in the beginning. Excited, you feel sexy, you feel great, and you just like prance around all, like, I joked with my husband the other night. He, like, was touching on me, and he's, like, made this, like, you know, a little sexual, handsome sound. I'm, like, I love, like, is this forever? Like, I'm so obsessed with your noises when you touch my body. Like, it's exciting to know that they feel as excited as they did in the beginning to be with you. And you have to make that effort, that open communication of allowing new things and them feeling comfortable enough to express those with you is such a huge part of keeping that excitement alive sexually. So now we're going to transition a little bit. I want to dive into the process of how you can spice up your sex life and it beginning with your self-discovery and understanding that, you know, desires and boundaries and sharing with your partner openly and allowing that without judgment. It allows that trust to build on both parts to explore comfortably, you know? So I really do. I want you to hear this part the most, not so much, you know, ask questions, but really hear what I'm saying and communication as it continues to be the cornerstone for discussing fantasies and desires and what you want to try. You know, you have to listen to your partner's preferences and remember their wants and their needs, but also consent and respect. Those are non-negotiable. So I really want to express that last part. Experimenting, I feel like, is such a key to keeping that fire alive. It's exciting to experiment and try new things. And we don't have to go, you know, to the ends of the earth to do that. You don't have to constantly be on the lookout to try new things. Like, it doesn't have to, you know, go from start to finish so quickly. Like, explore the little things in between that can make it different. You know, like, just make it different in every area of your life. Find the sexiness in it. You have to. Just find those little sexy moments in it. And I know so many of us were like, oh, our kids are running around all day and I'm exhausted by the end of the day. But that's the effort you have to put in. That's the moments that you have to, cooking dinner and it's stressful. Stop for just a moment and hug your partner and kiss your partner and talk about your day and express that and grope on them a little bit. And like, I know so many people are like, oh, I wish my husband would stop groping on me when I'm just trying to like change my kid's diaper. Like, but that's their way of expressing to you that they still find you sexy. And I know it can be, so many women feel frustrated by this, but when you turn that thought around and go, wow, like my spouse still finds me super sexy after all these years and children and all these things. And you can take that into account of going, okay, I'm going to try something different tonight. I'm going to explore differently tonight. I'm going to be open to the idea that we are still individuals, not just parents, not just, you know, workers, not just people. We are sexual beings that it's okay to just focus on that sometimes. And it's okay to just express in like a sexy way, even if you are just making dinner. That's okay. Communication continues to be just something that we need to actively listen to for our partner's preferences. If you pay attention, you know, you just have to pay attention to those things and experimenting, trying new activities, positions, locations, like we talked about, be open to incorporating new things, whether it be swings or toys or props. If both partners are comfortable, you can keep an open mind and an extremely playful mindset. It's about having fun and communicating on that deeper level. It really makes your love life beautiful. And, you know, I know we've all been there. You have like a really great night with your spouse. You think about it all day the next day. You're constantly smiling or thinking about them or just thinking about when you're driving or when they come home, you're like smiling at them and you tell them like, oh, I've been thinking about last night all day. That can be every day. That can be every week. That can be something that never goes away. I'm constantly like telling my husband when I call him, I'm like, I was thinking about the other night. And he's like, oh yeah, this part. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, me too. Like, you can have that excitement and joy and it doesn't have to get old. It doesn't have to go away. Be the person you were in the beginning. Express that same love and find it. Open communication continues to find that. It's time, friends. It's time to shop Sarah Bauer Boutique. Remember, www.sarahbauer, S-A-R-A-B B-A-U-E-R boutique.com. Each episode will now have it linked in the description box below for all my fashion friends. Remember, Sarah Bauer Boutique sells women's clothing and accessories that will always give them a reason to stare. Have a wonderful day and happy shopping. So I think more of the excitement comes from, you know, working on that stuff and doing the hard work, making those surprise gestures such as, you know, love notes or unexpected date nights or even those flirty texts during the day or flirty pictures. I will every once in a while send my husband like a sexy picture when I'm getting dressed or like little things like that. But it's those things that keep that spark alive, because you think like, oh, they've seen my body 1,000 times. No, that doesn't mean anything. Like that means nothing. I still get so excited with my husband's body. Like it's just something you fall in love with every single day because of them making the effort with you. It's not about how you feel or how you look or what you're into in that moment. It's the fact that they made and are making those small gestures and helping you and doing things and communicating with you, that's the real sexiness in a relationship, I feel. You know, it's all things combined that you do for your partner. And it can be as simple as helping them unload the dishwasher. Like if your husband unloads the dishwasher, like that's something that's so helpful for us wives if you're home, or it could be vice versa. It's something that maybe they don't normally do, or laundry or whatever it may be. If they're being helpful towards you, that is such a big love impact. And that does roll over to the bedroom. So I think that's so exciting. Those small things can make such a huge impact in your relationships. And gestures like that do keep the anticipation and excitement alive, and reminding your partner that they're loved and that they're worth doing those things for, and that you still desire them and making them feel special. Prioritize that emotional intimacy, because those small things can lead to such big impacts. The emotional connection that deepens physical intimacy is huge. Those meaningful conversations where, you know, when you like talk all night or you're just chatting during the day and you're sharing your dreams or your fears and you're being vulnerable with that person and you feel safe, that's where a lot of the intimacy can come from. Being emotional and present creates such a strong bond with your partner that making those physical connections can make it more satisfying, because you feel safe. That's your safe place. And it's not always about what you're doing or where you're doing it or how you're incorporating toys or whatever. It's about maybe even that communication you had that day that can make your sex life more exciting. So many people fall into the rut of every day. Every day is the same. It's Groundhog's Day. You have to dig yourself out of those ruts and stop looking for the things that you could complain about in the day and start looking for the positives. We have to change that mindset. And I think that that's what we're all doing. You can explore so many things together. Fantasies are a huge one I hear about all the time. If you take time to explore each other's fantasies in a safe, non-judgmental space, and you can discuss fulfilling those with each other, it can be so incredibly exciting and fulfilling. But you have to remember, it is about mutual consent and respecting each other's boundaries. We're not going to, you know, bypass that, of course. But when your partner feels safe enough to express those things with you, and you feel safe enough to express those things with your partner, that's huge. Focusing on foreplay is huge. Don't rush to the main event. Come on, savor the journey. Focus on, you know, the foreplay, exploring each other's bodies. Try new techniques. Enjoy the intimacy with your partner. Enjoy that before the sex acts start, and building that intense and satisfying emotion of just being with each other. I think so many people I've known, I've been like, oh, I'll just get it over with. You know, I've been together so long. Like, oh, yeah, we just go for it. No, never stop being in love, like, all the time. All the time you should be showing love in your life and incorporating these additional tips and tricks into your relationship can add a lot of layers of excitement and intimacy. I know they sound small, and I'm sure you've heard them all before, but remember, every relationship is unique. So you have to find what works for you and your partner. So open communication is a big one in my relationship, like massive. We have to be able to talk about sex and we have to be able to talk about exciting things, or else like both of us, like that's such a huge role in our relationship is our intimacy. And I think with so many people I talk to that are the same way, like if I'm not comfortable expressing my sexual desires, then it's just uncomfortable. Then I'm just kind of like going through the motions because I'm like, oh, that's not even what I like. Like you have to be able to express that stuff and be open and trust your partner. You have to trust their willingness to even explore, and you can continue to nurture that connection by being open in communication. So open communication is the biggest part of healthy sexual relationship. And that's what I really want to make sure you and your partner are comfortable discussing. That's why I keep saying communication, communication, because desires and boundaries and fantasies, being able to discuss these openly is where you establish that trust and emotional intimacy. People just think, oh, trust me with your body. Why? What reasons have you shown me to trust you fully with my body? There has to be a level of trust that's earned there. And even if you've been in a relationship a long time, I know a lot of people have the biggest headbutting conversations on sex. More prone so to men having expectations of women due to things they were exposed to or still expose themselves to as young adults and grown men. And a lot of women I know and men struggle with the expectations of this. So you have to make sure you're nurturing your relationship in a healthy way. And I get a lot of emails of women that feel angry that they are expected to look or be a certain way due to what their husband has seen or their wife has seen, and it can create such a divide. So that open communication and being able to establish trust with your partner is huge, because you don't want to feel like you're being held up to an expectation. That is not a turn on for anybody. So I think that's what we all want in our sexual life, and to make it not feel like when you're together for so long that you're just like kind of messy bun or sweatpants or ponytail or whatever. Like sometimes we don't feel our sexiest every day, and you think, oh, I don't want to be held up to an expectation, so I'm just not going to engage. That's where a lot of our women give up, and a lot of our men too give up. But remember, consent is absolutely vital, and always ensure that both you and your partner are, you know, very enthusiastically on board with any new experiences. Remember that consent is ongoing. So I want you to also remember that a lot of my emails, it is ongoing, and married or not, you can withdraw that consent at any time. Be respectful of your partner's boundaries and do not pressure them into anything that they're uncomfortable with. Just because they're your partner doesn't mean that you have 100% consent all the time. That is such an important thing I want you to remember. Empathy with your partner and understanding that they may not be comfortable with certain things due to life experiences is something you have to prepare for as well. Empathy plays such a significant role in creating this safe space to explore and being understanding of your partner's feelings, you know. If your partner expresses any hesitation or uncertainty about trying something, approach the conversation differently, but do not force it. You can express it in a different way, maybe more with compassion, but you also have to be the one that can listen actively and make sure that you validate how they're feeling and their emotions. You have to work together to find a solution that respects both of you and your comfort levels. This is not a one-time conversation. And I think so many of us forget that sometimes, that, hey, I expressed myself this way 5 years ago. I feel a little different now. I'm not into that now, or I'm into something different now. Constantly reevaluating your love, your relationship, your sex life, your chores around the house, things you were okay with in the beginning that you're not okay with now, can change at any time. And your partner and yourself has to remember that and be respectful and receptive of that. Okay.
where am I at here? I go on so many. I don't even know why I have bullet points, because I just read one sentence and I go off on my things. Okay, lastly, I want to discuss the emotional intimacy and trust that are nurtured through your vulnerability and acceptance. You have to be open with your partner to be able to share your thoughts and feelings, but you also have to encourage them to do the same. It can't always be me, 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 me. You have to show the appreciation and gratitude and love regularly. You have to celebrate each other all the time and be supportive of each other's journeys. You can't be a shit husband or wife and in the bedroom feel like, oh, but our communication's good in here. It has to work all the way around. You can't expect certain things if you're not showing them all day. I say foreplays all day long because it truly is. From the moment you wake up in the morning to the moment you go to bed, you are earning and still evolving your spouse's love. Don't fall into that rut. I know it sounds silly, but I could literally, you know, just like drop my pants for my husband in the morning because he makes me freaking coffee every morning. It is so silly, but it honestly is. Those acts of love and those exciting moments that are just so gradual and everyday, it's huge for us. It's huge. And as something as simple as, you know, me matching my husband's socks to make his day a little easier, constantly showing that love and support for your partner and their journey is huge. Being able to talk to them at any point, and from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to bed, you are earning that love and open communication and that that understanding that you can be unique and vulnerable with them. That's okay too, you know? It's such an important factor to educate yourself about all aspects of intimacy, because it is all day. It's all day with your spouse. When people say, I want to spice up my sex life, I say, yeah, but how's your house life? You know, how's your everyday life? It's not just about spicing things up sexually. You have to have all of it around. It's such a huge puzzle that all fits in with each other. Doing things for each other all day, constantly in the back of your mind, thinking, how can I help my partner today? How can I be there for my partner today? How can I make their day just a little bit easier? Whether it's making coffee or matching their socks, it makes their day a little bit easier to get going. Guess what? They're in a better mood for it. My husband, so he makes me coffee every morning. And so when I get out of bed, it's literally on my ottoman tray and he's sitting on the couch because he gets up before I do a lot of the times. And it's sitting on the ottoman tray. I get to walk out. I sit next to him and it's pretty quiet in the morning, but we just kind of hang out. How did you sleep? And we kind of just like cozy up on the couch and drink our coffee. And he leaves not long after, about 30 minutes after, but those 30 minutes make my day. And every once a week, he leaves way earlier than I even get up. So I was like, I had said something. I go, man, I really hate Mondays because that means you leave early and I don't have my coffee and I have to make my coffee. And I know this sounds silly. Our coffee, we do it in the tea kettle. I like the pour over. So it takes longer. It's not just like put in a K-cup. I know people are like, oh my God, he makes your coffee. He puts in a K-cup, you know? But no, like, I know it sounds silly, but it is, it's different. So it's like the tea kettle and you have to get the water in there and you have to get the water to a boil. And then we have the pour over machine. So, or it's not a machine, it's, you know, all hand, whatever. So you got to wash it every day and you have to, you know, get your scoops in there. And it's like old school. So like in the pour over, when you pour the tea kettle, you got to wait a minute, let it simmer and let it blah, blah, blah. Anyways, so it's a more intricate process. So it is about a 15-20 minute process in the morning. And so when I say to him, you know, rounding back, that my day sucks on Mondays because you leave early and I have to make my own coffee, I was like, on top of, you know, everything I do, of course, with the animals and getting our son up and breakfast and getting his lunch together. And he goes, you know, okay, like I understand that sucks. I'm like, it really does. And the next Monday, my coffee was made in the morning and it made my whole day. It made my whole freaking day. And like just little things like that, little tiny things like that. The other day I went to load the dishwasher. I was like, oh, I was dreading it all day. Had to unload the dishwasher and load it up. I told my son the night before he didn't have to do it. That's usually his chores. And we were having like a game night. And I was like, oh, don't worry about it. And so the next day I went to do it and it was emptied. And my husband, I called him. I was like, when did
I was like, when did, you know, Blake empty the dishwasher? He goes, I did it before I left for work this morning. He's like, I knew it would just, you know, make your day a little bit easier, and I didn't, you know, want you to have to do that. And it's those things, you guys. I know that I'm like rambling on, but I'm showing you that it doesn't cost money. It doesn't do anything but take a little bit of extra time. All those things he does for me, or that I do for him on a daily basis, take maybe 15 minutes to change your spouse's day, the whole day, the whole day. So you have to understand that the levels of intimacy is the knowledge and understanding that those small actions encourage these meaningful conversations and moments of intimacy. There are plenty of sources that you could read books and shop websites and find, you know, all these toys and sexy lingerie, or you could simply unload the dishwasher. Mornings are already rough, so why not make it easier with Javi? J-A-V-Y. Javi Coffee is dairy-free, sugar-free, gluten-free, plant-powered, non-GMO, and ethically sourced. Javi Coffee is so simple. You take 1 to 2 teaspoons, pour it in hot or cold water, put in your favorite toppings or creamer, and you're on the go. No stops in the morning, no waiting in line, no getting that machine out that you don't even know if it's clean. Drink Javi Coffee and get 20% off with Sarah, S-A-R-A 43934 today. Javi Coffee will change your whole morning mood. Drink Javi today. I think a lot of us lack the self-awareness of the problem. So many of us are like, how do we spice up our sex life? When it's really just, like I said, spicing up your home life and being aware and understanding what you are really in control of when it comes to your sex life is it being all day. Stop thinking about, oh, at the end of the night, I'm going to do this. At the end of the day, I'm going to do this. I'm going to try this. I'm going to touch them here. I'm going to explore with them here. And understand that the actual excitement comes from the all-day foreplay. And that's when really all your emotional fulfilling fantasies and communication can happen, because you've created that safe space all day, you know. Practice that self-awareness, understand your desires, your limits, your emotions, be in tune with yourself. It allows you to communicate that with your partner, and you have to encourage your partner though to do the same. Create that supportive environment where both of you can express it authentically without fear or judgment. And never, ever, ever underestimate the power of a positive reinforcement. When they're speaking with you, be very aware of how you're responding. Express your love and appreciation with your partner, whether you are interested in what they're interested or not. Be verbal and affectionate with your gestures, but let them feel valued and allow them to feel cherished. That boosts the confidence to continue to express with you. Even if you have to safely say, maybe that's not for me, but make sure that it's a secure environment that both partners are feeling okay to express that. Successful and fulfilling sexual relationships are built on only trust. It starts with all trust. Communication, of course, education. Make sure you educate yourself on all the ways you can show your intimacy, self-awareness. By incorporating these things into your relationships, you can create a safe and nurturing space where you both feel free to explore sexual needs and desires. And you have to be able to do that to lead to deeper intimacy and connection. So many people want to just freaking tie up their partner and be like, trust me, I've done this one time before. It was with an ex and she actually hates me now. You know, like if you want to do the weird shit, do the weird shit, but you have to express it with your partner first. I'm not saying weird, like, oh, it's weird to me. I mean, I do fucking weird shit. So I joke with my friends all the time. I'm like, if I die, don't let anybody in my room. You're the one that takes care of it, because we're into weird shit too. So that was like a little joke, like as a joke that I am very accepting of literally anything.
But I have to feel comfortable and confident. And I think so many of us have had either bad past relationships or experiences or feelings of judgment that maybe we hesitate, or you get nervous that maybe this person won't accept that. But if you are open and you are honest about who you are and what you like and want to be fulfilled, I think your partner, if you're with the right partner, can understand and hear, but make sure that they have a safe space to do so as well. So, okay, that's about as PG as I get with all of this. I'm trying to express that spicing up your relationship doesn't always have to be sex. It doesn't always, it can lead to that, of course. That's where we all want it to lead, right? But it has to be respected. And for it to not get boring or stale, you have to constantly be willing and open to hear what your partner is really saying when they're not saying anything. And knowing your partner's body, like the back of your hand, and understanding how it works and understanding what they like and hearing them when they say what they don't like. That's a really big one. How many times have you not liked something and instead of expressing it, you shift your body, or maybe the next day you go, oh, not really feeling that. No, thank you. And then your partner feels, oh, well, they're not feeling me. No, it was just that one thing, you know? So just say it when it happens. Oh, I don't like that. And it's so simple, and they go, oh, okay. But make sure that it's also the other way too. When you like something, express that you like it. Be vocal. I always say the best thing you can do in the bedroom is be vocal and be expressive and be vulnerable in what you are enjoying and maybe not enjoying. Maybe the not enjoying part, you can not focus so much on it. And in the enjoying moments, focus a lot on it. So just be authentically you and don't do anything that just because you don't want to have the uncomfortable conversation, because that leads to resentment, that leads to lack of sex, that leads to lack of trust and lack of love and lack of pretty much everything in your life can domino effect if you don't express how you feel. A successful sex life is a successful communication life. And that's how relationships last the length of time. Have you heard the news? Spotify has amazing new ways to listen to your favorite music and podcasts. Be sure to turn on notifications to Loving Yourself Completely to never miss an episode. Download Spotify today for free. Okay. So as we're coming to the end of this episode, I really just want to thank you for continuing to listen to Loving Yourself Completely. And I hope that this episode can help you maintain that passionate and fulfilling relationship that you all deserve. Keep loving yourself and each other wholeheartedly and open. It's okay to be vulnerable. We don't have to have this tough exterior. Just know who you can be vulnerable with, who you can express yourself to. And the people that you have to have the people you only discuss the weather with. And then you can have the people that you can discuss how you can have an orgasm. There is a fine line of people in your life and you have to be able to trust them on a different level at different times. But your partner should be the one that you can discuss it all with. I can call my husband in the morning and say, oh, did you see it was going to be 60 degrees? And then I can, you know, express what I would like to do tonight in thorough detail in a text message. You have to find the balance in life. And I think it's very exciting when you're with somebody that is receptive of that, but it can be created. So many people think, oh, you know, this is how we are. No, you can totally change that stuff. That's what communication is all for. That's what growing is all about. That's what loving yourself completely. That's the whole goal, is to make sure that you continue to lead a fulfilling life. And that you're not just who you are. You can create a new version of yourself every day as long as it's bettering yourself. So continue to write into lovingyourselfcompletely@gmail.com. We will get a more R-rated version of this very soon. I'm creating a pretty exciting episode on all of this. And I'm really loving all the questions I get about, it can go from literally grief to sex within one click of a button. So reading your emails is always so fun for me. I love communicating with you guys. Continue to do that. You can do it on Instagram as well. Thank you so much for sharing my episodes and shopping Sarah Bauer Boutique. I am so incredibly grateful for all of you. Keep a healthy sex life, keep a healthy communication life, and know that your boundaries still can exist in the bedroom with your spouse. Remember that. Continue loving yourself completely, and I'll see you next week. Bye.